Welcome to the management's comments on the results of Camil Alimentos related to the second quarter of 2021. We continue to execute our strategy of expanding our business generation capacity, reaching gross revenue that already exceeded 5 billion BRL mark in the first half of 2021. We also announced several achievements through new acquisitions in the period, with diversification of categories in Brazil and business expansion in South America. First, we announced the expansion of Camil's operations in Ecuador. We acquired the rice business of Dajahu, a leader in the rice segment with high growth potential in the country, representing an important step for Camil's expansion into new geographies. Camil and IFC entered into a mandate letter for the financing of 100% of the acquisition. This partnership reinforces our search for the best financing options and our commitment toward ESG. In September 2021, the acquisition of Santa Amália in Brazil was also approved by CADE. Santa Amália is the fourth largest company in the pasta segment in the country, with leadership in the state of Minas Gerais. The company also has prominent brands in the pasta category and a complete portfolio of premium and lower pricing brands in the category. Its leadership in a region with relevant potential for Camil's current categories and its potential for national growth reinforces Camil's acquisition strategy and entry into the pasta category in Brazil. And we do not stop at pasta. In September 2021, we announced the acquisition of the Seleto brand, inaugurating the company's entry strategy in the coffee segment. The transaction reinforces our strategy of diversifying categories with a focus on higher turnover products and dry groceries, and that was also approved by CADE this month. Both acquisitions in Brazil, Santa Amália and the Seleto brand, are subject to other conditions customary to this type of operation for their completion. Camil has a consistent history of growth and expansion of market share through acquisitions. These last three transactions reinforce our strategic objectives of acquiring relevant brands and assets in the consumer sector in South America, in new categories, in new geographies. Moving on to the results and highlights of the period. In terms of volume, we posted sequential consolidated sales volume growth of 5%, with international volume growth of 35%. Year-on-year, due to the strong comparative base of the second quarter of 20, the quarter was marked by a 6% reduction in consolidated volume. Net revenue reached 2.2 billion BRLs in the quarter, a 16% growth compared to the previous year. Gross profit stood at 433 million BRLs, a reduction of 0.3% with a margin of 19.5% in the quarter. We highlight the increase in raw material costs compared to the previous year. EBITDA was 191 million reals with an 8.6% margin for the quarter. And finally, net income of 106 million BRLs, a 23% reduction with a margin of 5% for the period. Starting the analysis with our operating results, in the rice category, volume reached 208,000 metric tons, a 4% reduction in a quarter. We highlight the strong comparative base affected by the pandemic in the second quarter of 2020 and the reduction in sales from Camil's and lower pricing brands. The average market price of raw material reached 74 BRLs per bag in the quarter, an increase of 8% year-on-year and a reduction of 13% compared to the first quarter of 2021. Camil's gross price grew 15%. It is worth noting that this fiscal year began and continues with rice market prices at high levels, showing greater stability compared to the volatile movement of the previous year. In the bean category, volume reached 31,000 tons, up 33% in a quarter, driven by increased sales from Camil's and lower pricing brands. The average market price of raw material reached 264 BRLs per bag in the quarter, up 10%, and Camil's gross price grew 4%. In the sugar category, the volume was 145,000 tons, a 2% reduction in a quarter, with lower sales from União and lower pricing brands. The average market price of raw material totaled 120 BRLs per bag in the quarter, up 54%, and Camil's gross price grew 46%. We would like to highlight the return to profitability of sugar in the period. Now, in the fish category, the volume totaled 8,000 tons, a 17% reduction in the quarter, influenced by the reduction in sales of the Coqueiro and Pescador brands. Camil's gross price grew 26% in the quarter, reflecting the increase in raw material acquisition costs and difficulties in the sardine origination. In the international segment, sales volume came to 162,000 tons in the quarter, a 15% increase driven by the lower availability of raw materials in Uruguay for this year, as predicted, with a lower year-end inventory in the period. Volume was also impacted by a decline in volumes in Peru due to the economic impact on the country from the COVID-19 pandemic. Chile's volumes were down year-on-year, but due to a strong comparative base in the second quarter of 2020. In the sequential analysis, Chile continues to show a continuous improvement in volumes in the period. Finally, I would like to highlight that we have started a new cycle full of challenges with the expansion of our business generation capacity. We have reinforced our agility to strengthen our position as a consolidator in the South American food sector. We will be increasingly focused on the integration process, sales, and efficiency. We have multiple opportunities mapped out for organic and inorganic growth with new market development and entry into new categories. With this, we continue to believe in the food market in South America, which combines resilience, growth opportunities, and tends to be one of the defensive sectors in scenarios such as that of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, to get into more details about the quarter's financial performance, I would like to turn the floor over to Flavio. Flavio, you may proceed, please. Thank you, Luciano. Starting the analysis of the financial performance, gross revenue was 2.5 billion BRLs and net revenue was 2.2 billion in the quarter, both with 16% year-on-year growth. Note that the new acquisitions are not yet part of the company's results in the second quarter of 2021. For now, only the acquisition in Ecuador has been concluded and will enter Camil's results as of the next quarter. Santa Amália and the Seleto brand were approved by CADE and are still pending conditions for its completion. We will keep the market informed about the progress of the transactions. Turning to the second quarter again, cost of sales and services for the quarter were 1.8 billion BRLs, up 21%, driven by the increased costs of raw materials in the period. Taking these factors into consideration, gross profit reached 433 million BRLs with a margin of 19.5% for the quarter. SG&A in the period was 287 million BRLs, up 3% and equivalent to 13% of net revenue for the quarter, posting a reduction of 1.6 percentage points off the representativeness of net revenue in the same period of the previous year. This effect reflects the dilution of costs and expenses with the company's growth and SG&A reduction initiatives we have implemented in the last few years. The nominal growth was impacted by the increase in SG&A Brazil with growth in freight and indemnity expenses. I would like to point out, as already mentioned by Luciano, that we are going to start a new cycle full of challenges with the acquisitions we made, and we will be increasingly focused on the integration process without losing sight of our actions focused on efficiency. Other operating revenues totaled 4.4 million BRLs due to the non-recurring effect of tax adjustments in the international food segment. Taking all of these factors into consideration, EBITDA reached 191 million BRL with an 8.6% margin for the quarter. Despite the 8% reduction in the year-on-year comparison, we highlight the 4% growth in sequential EBITDA. From the financial result point of view, we reached an expense of 25 million BRL in the quarter, a 70% growth mainly due to the increase in expenses with derivatives and interest on loans. Income tax and social contribution reached 20 million BRL, or 15% of the pre-tax result, with an increase in the calculation basis for the period, partially offset by the effects of the exclusion of ICMS subsidies and payment of interest on equity. As a result, net income totaled 107 million for the quarter, a reduction of 23% with a margin of 5%. The company's total debt reached 2.6 billion, a 1% decrease due to the reduction in loans and financing between the periods, partially offset by the growth in debentures and new funding that allowed for the extension of the debt. Net debt totaled 1.2 billion BRL, and net debt over EBITDA UDM reached 1.6 times, a reduction of 0.3 times compared to the second quarter of 2020. CapEx reached 44 million in the period, up 62% with investments for the migration of the unit from São Paulo to Osasco, in addition to investments to grow the international segment. Finally, working capital decreased in comparison to the previous year, with a reduction in prepayment to suppliers, mainly due to the decrease in the incentives program for the 2021 crop year. This effect was partially offset by the increase in inventories attributed to the increased cost of raw material acquisition, the increase in accounts receivable due to higher sales in the quarter, and the increase in the supplier base with rising input and raw material costs. Luciano, the investor relations team, and myself will be available to answer your questions about the results on October 8 at 11 a.m. Brazil time. The link to the webcast and connection details are available on the Investor Relations website. Thank you all very much.